News. I'm Ben Thomas. Senators have been sworn in as jurors for the impeachment trial of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas over his handling of the U.S.-Mexico border. But Majority Leader Chuck Schumer has said he'll move to end it.
Let's not kid ourselves about what's going on today. The impeachment of Alejandro Mayorkas has nothing to do with high crimes and misdemeanors, and everything to do with helping Donald Trump on the campaign trail.
Two Senate committees are examining the safety culture at Boeing. Sam Salapour, an engineer at the aircraft maker, says shortcuts on 787 Dreamliners leave its skin vulnerable to breaking apart.
In a rush to address its bottlenecks in production, Boeing hit problems, pushing pieces together with excessive force to make them appear that the gaps don't exist, even though they exist. The gap didn't actually go away, and this may result in premature fatigue failure. Effectively, they are putting out defective airplanes.
House Speaker Mike Johnson's told fellow Republicans he's moving towards votes this week on aid for Ukraine, despite a revolt from his hard right. At a committee hearing, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says Russia's getting a battlefield edge as Ukraine waits.
We're seeing them make incremental gains. We're seeing Ukrainians be challenged in terms of holding the line. They're doing a very good job, a credible job, but in order to continue to do that, they're going to need, the right materials, the right munitions, the weapons to be able to do that.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel will decide for itself how to respond to Iran's air assault. Brushing off allies calls for restraint. The UN's appealing for $2.8 billion to provide aid to 3 million Palestinians, with famine looming in Gaza. And a tsunami alert in Indonesia after several big eruptions from a volcano. This is AP News. No court session today in Donald Trump's hush money trial. The judge working on other matters. Seven jurors have been seated. Another 11 need to be picked. Julie Walker reports on why you can't see any of it on TV.
For the first time, a former U.S. president facing criminal charges in an American courtroom. Yet as the trial began on Monday with jury selection, the nation had to rely on secondhand accounts of what was done and said in a Manhattan courtroom. That's because the case is governed by New York State rules on electronic media coverage of courts, and they remain among the most restrictive in the nation. That forced news organizations to improvise to keep those watching informed. A news camera is allowed in the hallway to get Trump's comments as he enters and exits the courtroom, and news cameras line the street outside for almost three blocks. At Criminal Court in Manhattan, I'm Julie Walker.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.